about book sales. He sells 12 to 15,000 rupees a month. Yes. It's very nice to see these foreign people coming to Vrindavan, having read your books, coming here. It's like a perfect fulfillment of your books. They're so much impressed with the subject matter that they want to see this Vrindavan. Especially they've read Krishna book. To them, Vrindavan is like a magical world.
The Hindi book is selling nice.
He said so.
400, 500, not joke.
No, no joke. That Bengali, Back to Godhead, is very good also. This one has come out very nice, the layout and everything is very good.
He writes nice.
Bhakti Charu?
Who
wrote those articles?
Bhakti Charu. Sarva Bhavana,
Bhakti Charu. Bhakti Charu is very literary, poetic type.
Vasal said, I was asking him last night, he said that the most difficult people for selling books to are the Bengalis when they come. They're the most difficult. But everyone else, they're more receptive.
And Gita Gyan is second to everyone who comes
to Mayapur.
Like Babaji was.
Babaji, Krishnadas.
He says that in everyone's hand I see Gita.
Yes. That's true. They take Gita Gan and a Bhagavad Darshan.
And they're anxious for the next issue.
They have already published 20,000.
20,000. Very good. Still. Good scope in Bengal.
One man already subscribed. If we indeed subscribe, many of them.
You like that idea?
I know.
When the boys are going village to village, if they get subscriptions, it's good?
Very good.
That's a nice program. Anybody can afford it. What is a yearly subscription to the Bhagavad Darshan?
Only one problem with Bhagavad subscription.
What?
Is theft in the mail. It's very difficult to get it, for it to reach its destination.
Well, you make contract for 12 days, they get to it.
When they contact them.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
You mean they have to come and collect?
Yeah. They come to the temple a few times a year, once a year. They'll get their copies and go.
And you have to keep them set aside with the person's name on it? That's not so hard. Just stick the person's name on it.
Or if someone's going on traveling Sankirtan in that area, because we always know where they're going, they can take and deliver. They're going there. No problem. But the magazine is so attractive that the postal clerks, they cannot resist taking it home to their family.
You shouldn't get that, I'll tell you what. But we don't try.
I don't think it diminishes the prestige of the publication. By Krishna's grace, we have no shortage of money.
So, we said, on the start, yoga pit was to be down to hall.
Yoga pit,
Bhaktivedanta
hall.
Wow.
And we have a bookstall there. Make it like that.
Yes.
For the last 50 years, they could not
make. Very nice.
What is the idea of that?
They have not said. What is it called? Darshan. Munda.
Right. At the yoga pit.
At yoga pit.
When people come for darshan, there's no covered area for them.
Yeah.
Oh.
They've been trying to construct for years and years. They've never been able to do. So you have to stand out if it's raining. What do you do? There's no shelter.
Yeah, that's right. There's nothing there.
And Sridhar Maharaj could not finish. He had to spend 5,000-10,000 and finish. In this way, we shall start and go along. And interest will come to charity. What is the interest of 10.5 lakh?
Every month one of the interests for the 5 lakhs is 4,166 rupees, and the other is 4,666. So that's 8,800. So. Times 10 is 88,800 plus another 16, so about 1,05,000 per year.
That means 12,000
per month, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, per month it would be about 9,000 rupees a month.
No more.
No, sure. 1,05,000 divided by 12, a little less than 10,000 a month.
You can say that like 10,000
a month.
One? Huh?
Yes.
One on them?
Oh, yes.
Do it very consistent.
Yeah, and we'll begin with, we'll already have 1 lakh. So the first year, we've already got to begin with 1 lakh. If you like that idea, to begin with that.
Oh, yeah. Whenever there is money, spend it. Is that idea all right?
Yes, I always am for spending money for projects for your divine grace. I especially like this idea of Yog Pit Bhaktivedanta Hall. Very nice. Isn't it tomorrow?
Yes, it's a very nice idea, because people come to, they come to Mayapur, they don't only go to our ISKCON temple. Even when they go to other temples, they should have a good impression of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement.
I mean, there are three vyavas: life, money, intelligence, and want. So I am old man, my life has no value. You young man, utilize me.
We may have life, but you have all intelligence, Srila Prabhupada. So life without intelligence.
I've got intelligence, more or less. But...
Well, you have complete, and we have practically none.
We have no spiritual intelligence.
Complete knowledge, Krishna. Or you said just a samagras. Complete knowledge can be claimed by Krishna, even not by Narayana. Dharmadasajata. Everything is coming. Vidal. What is it? What Vidal? Sadhani. Mantra Vidal. Kaviraj went to Parda Baba. He has praised me very much.
Really? I think everyone praises you, Srila Prabhupada.
That is very difficult. You have all taken lunch?
Yes, Srila Prabhupada. While we were taking, we were thinking that you were seeing us and were satisfied. We were thinking that the spiritual master is very much satisfied when he sees his disciples respecting Bhagavad Prasadam. pray, Srila Prabhupada, that you recover. You won't have to be bothered now by any more worries of any kind. You simply can translate and see all of the temples and the devotees. It'll be very nice. You've never, in all these years, been able to be free of the worries and anxieties, but now you'll be able to be. Krishna may grant you some more years so that you can just have a nice time with all of your disciples, visiting all the deities. To take a little rest now, Srila Prabhupada.
Shut the gun.
Is it cold, Srila Prabhupada? Summertime, it's good.
Somebody has it warm. Here you are. Oh, yeah.
Tamal Krishna. Better?
Is for that.
Your sister, I'm just telling you not to. Thank you.
Thank you.
of the different businesses of Vrindavan. Well, first of all, he was getting money for traveling expenses. So I wrote a letter to Shadetta, the manager of the Central Bank of India at Comox Street, informing him that henceforward the interest from the fixed deposits in the name of BBT should be stopped in giving it from to Vrindavan Company. Instead, the money should be transferred by mail transfer to the Central Bank of India, Gwalior Tank Road, to BBT account. I gave all the details, and that's one letter. Then furthermore, I also addressed a letter to the Punjab National Bank, Brabling Road, informing them that the rupees 500 should be stopped from being given to Srimati Radharani Dev, because I didn't mention this, but the reason is that she'll be getting 1,000 rupees from Indian Overseas Bank. And I'm sending that letter.
Indian Overseas, I would have it.
Yes, Shilpa, but let me explain what I was going to say. The letter to Punjab Bank, I have not sent to the bank. Rather, I have sent it to Giriraj and informed him that when the Indian Overseas Bank sends their first transfer of rupees 1,000, then he may send the letter to Punjab Bank regarding Radharani Dev. In other words, when we first get it confirmed...
Why not Punjab National Bank as they send themselves and ask for the husband?
No, because we've already given them a scheme which accounts for everybody. Better to have the whole thing done in a very organized way from one bank, rather than a little here, a little from there. That is simply confusing. Besides that, it's just a lot simpler, you know, if we do it this way. That is my opinion. Because we've already given a scheme to Indian Overseas, we've put fixed deposits worth a certain amount, which bring 1,000 rupees interest. So now if we have to tell them a whole new scheme, then it becomes confusion. It's easier simply to inform the Punjab Bank to discontinue sending the 500 rupees.
And alleviation was...
No. I am not sending a letter to Punjab Bank. The letter is being sent to Giriraj with the clear instruction on a cover letter. Only send this letter to Punjab Bank after you have it confirmed that they have begun to dispatch rupees 1,000 per month. The same way we did for Sulakshmana Day when we stopped sending it from here and we began sending from Bombay. We only told them to stop when it had begun to be sent from another bank. In other words, she'll get the money first from Indian Overseas before the other payments stop.
How does she get?
Rupees 1,000 per month.
How?
A transfer from Indian Overseas Bank to her account in Bank of... I think it's in Bank of India, or United Bank of India. Direct into her account. Her account is joint signature of herself and Vrindavan Chandra.
Are they informed?
Oh, yes. All of them are informed. Then, I've also sent a letter to the Central Bank of India. Again, I'm not sending it to Central Bank. I've given it to Giriraj. That when they start to get the 250 rupees a month from Indian Overseas, then we will stop sending the 250 from Central Bank of India. In other words, everything will be done from one bank right on our land. It's a lot easier to deal with it this way. It's much cleaner. Then, let me see what else. I also sent a letter to M.M. Day today. I requested him to please tell me what his bank account number is. I also he's dealing with most of the business with Punch Shield Flat. According to Vrindavan Chandra, M.M. deals with these matters. Apparently he has a little more legal mind. Probably he's more intelligent. anyone.
Who?
M.M. Dick. So I, in my letter to him, I explained to him that I enclosed a copy of the conveyance drift, and I requested him that, as far as I was concerned, the drift was all right, but that he should check up with some of the other flat owners. If they had executed a similar conveyance, please inform me, and then we will do as they have done. I also told him that whatever taxes or other things which he pays should be paid in your name, and receipts should be gotten in your name, and copies of the receipts he can please send me for my records. And I also wrote to him that regarding the permanent electricity supply, if the four of them together pay half of the amount, then as soon as they send me the receipt, then I will send a check for the other half. Hmm. Those were the points I wrote in the letter to him. Hmm. And what I'm going to do is, as soon as I get this amendment done, which mentions about the misspending, not to misspend the money, squandering clause, then I will send a copy of that along with the letter explaining to them how each one of them will be getting rupees 250, and then after 7 years, rupee, you know, the bigger amount. And then I will send them a copy of that squandering clause with that, saying, but you should not squander this money. It must be invested in fixed deposits or government bonds. Otherwise, your rupees, your monthly pension will be stopped and it will be given to Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity. I'm only going to do that after I get the amendment clause finished. So like that, everything was done. You know, I finished all of that business today. I also wrote a letter to Dr. Ghosh, telling him that whatever money he advances, we will match. Again, repeating our offer that we have two rooms ready. And I also mentioned to him how he mentioned how he was a little disappointed with his discussions. I said that is not so surprising, because our Gurukul is ultimately meant for spiritual education, not otherwise. And we're only going to give a little basic hygiene teaching. I said, mainly now you should take up this dispensary. We're very eager for that. And again, I invited him to come here soon. And I gave him a report of your health. And I also sent a letter to Bank of America in Los Angeles for transferring $600 to Prabhavishnu in Nepal, because each month we have to give him that money so he can stay there and work there nicely. And then I did some other letters to Punjab Bank in Delhi, to the head office, telling them that the interests, for now, the interest from those fixed deposits will have credited to your account here. And once we have the first meeting of the Bhaktivedanta Charity Trust, Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust, will open a bank account, probably in Mayapur or Surbganj. And at that time...
Why not open the charity trust account in Delhi?
In Delhi?
Yes.
Well, I would think that for operating it, it would be a lot more... My idea was that it would be better to have it in the Mayapur area itself, since it is primarily meant for spending. It is meant entirely for spending in Gaur Mandala Bhumi. My idea was that we would open the account in Gaur Mandala Bhumi area and give instruction to...
Gaur area where?
Well, right now our bank accounts are in Surbganj, Ramana.
We have in Surbganj and Navadvip and Krishnavani.
I felt we would open it in either Surbganj or Navadvip.
Navadvip is good banks.
In Navadvip. And give the standing instruction at that time to Parliament Street Bank to transfer every month the interest. That was my idea. But for the time being, we have to tell them what to do with the interest. So I thought to, instead of going to the botheration of opening new accounts at the Punjab Bank in Parliament Street, let them go on transferring it to your accounts here. And then when we open the charity trust account, then I'll give them a fresh instruction.
What the Punjab National Bank?
Fixed deposits are in the name of 5 lakhs are in the name of Krishna Balaram Temple Maintenance Account, and 5,60,000 in the name of Mayapur Vrindavan Trust. The interest or the fixed deposits? The fixed deposits are in Delhi, and the interest. For now, for the next few months, I'm instructing the bank to continue to transfer it to the accounts here in Vrindavan that it's always been given to. Then, when the Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust account is opened, I will issue a fresh instruction to the Parliament Street Bank that the money, the interest money, should be transferred to that account in Navadvipa or wherever we open the account. My idea was simply that since the money is to be spent in Gaurmandala Bhumi, then when we write checks out, etc., from that account, it's much easier to encash it rather than having to go to Delhi for encashment.
Well, why Gaurmandala Bhumi? Whatever you need it.
Well, you said that the purpose of the Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust was for development of Gaurmandala Bhumi. That was your original, at least that's what you initially told us.
Which is better?
What, Srila Prabhupada?
Which is better?
That it should be just for Gaurmandala Bhumi or general? Well, I think it's better for Gaurmandala Bhumi. Because for general, we have ISKCON. You know, for general, we have the... I'll explain, Srila Prabhupada. For general, the GBC has formed the Mayapur Vrindavan Committee. That is, more or less, your original name of it was Mayapur Vrindavan Trust. So we've formed a Mayapur Vrindavan Committee made up of the following 7 people. Jaipataka Maharaj, Gopal Krishna Prabhu, Giriraj, myself, Rameshwar, and Guru Kripa Maharaj, and Atreya Rishi. So these 7 meet, and they divide up the money that comes from all the interests of the fixed deposits in India, and they will recommend how that money should be spent. Once a year, they will consider at Mayapur all of the different requests from Bhubaneswar, from Mayapur, from Bombay, from Vrindavan, everywhere, and they will divide up the interests accordingly. So the Bhaktivedanta Charity Trust could be simply for the Gaurmandala Bhumi area. That was my idea. Yeah, I think that the general is already covered by this Mayapur Vrindavan Trust Committee. That's for all of India. And Gaurmandala Bhumi is especially for encouraging the development of Gaudiya Vaishnavism in that area. Sridhar Maharaj's Nath Mandir, Yogapith, Bhaktivedanta Hall, different buildings. Maybe someone has, supposing one of your godbrothers may have written some manuscript. He has no money. We can print some books for him so he can sell them. Like that, you know, works within the Mayapur area.
That we shall fix up, that is fine.
The charity... The Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trustees would fix that up? Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I don't know if I'm understanding your desires about all these points.
No. My faith, all these interests will go for charity.
Yes. All of the interest means from all of the different fixed deposits, or from these 10,60,000. And just like we have, I'll give you an example. In Bombay, we have that Mayapur Vrindavan Trust fixed deposits in Bank of America. So those are big amounts. So those fixed deposits and other fixed deposits, that money, I was thinking, would be decided upon by that Mayapur Vrindavan Trust Committee. Those are all ISKCON men. Dusadan Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, they may decide for the Bhaktivedanta Charity Trust with the other five of us.
That's right.
Yes. Is that all right, Srila Prabhupada?
All right.
I think your prashanam is here, Srila Prabhupada.
All right.
How do you feel that this Kaviraj's medicine is affecting Srila Prabhupada? Can you feel a change or?
Yes, I felt so.
Thank you.
I think it massages others.
Massage is always welcome. Perhaps this might be a nice time to call Jayadwaita and Pradyumna. Do you feel like speaking and hearing about Bhagavatam?
Yeah.
You have no objection if they come?
No.
So I'll arrange for them to come, Srila Prabhupada. We haven't heard from 10th Canto in a few days. That would be nice, I think.
Sent me an urgent telegram asking me to send a book manuscript and also to pick up another manuscript that he'd sent. So I went for it. He told me to go for 3 days and not to come back to Vrindavan until it was done. But I went for 1 day. But I heard that I inconvenienced you because you couldn't translate that. I'm sorry that I held up the work. That anthology book, I think, will come out very nicely.
Huh?
That anthology book of different articles written by your divine grace, I think that will come out very nicely. That's what Ramachar was having me send him.
Anthology?
It's a collection. Ramachar mentioned it while you were here, while he was here. A collection of different articles from Back to Godhead written by yourself. There's your conversation with Professor Kotovsky, and also from the old BTG we're publishing in India, there's that article, Relevant Inquiries. That's a very wonderful article. Your correspondence with Dr. Stahl, that's also wonderful. And lectures from different places. When you first arrived in London, it was a very wonderful lecture. So many wonderful articles that have been published over the years in BTG. But the real thing is Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
To follow your darshan is here.
Hmm. Shalom. Hmm. Varsha. Hmm. Gauri?
Yes, Prabhu. Do you like heavy cover?
Hmm.
Nation?
Yeah. He should not have come in touch with the material body. And in brain reward, it is said, Krishna Bhuliya Jeev Bhogo Anchakare. Pasese Mayada de Japutiya Dhari. So, as soon as he forgets Krishna and wants to enjoy life independently, that is Guna Sankara. And falls down. It is fall down. This is Guna Sangha, Purusha Pavita Sthopi, Bhumite, Adidas Bhat.
You know the verse, which one?
You can find out.
It's from the Gita?
Yes.
Guna.
Purusha Pavita Sthopi.
Purusha Pavita.
Bhumite Tadu Guna. Pardon?
Yes, it's bringing into the heart.
আমি
তখন আমি প্রপার যাবেন, আমিও যাব।
পুরুষ প্রকৃত স্তোহি বুংতে প্রকৃতি জ্ঞান গুণান কারণম গুণ সঙ্গ স্ব সদাসদ যোনি জন্মসু। The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species.
Is it clear?
Yeah, it's a problem.
So in that sense, matter is also life, but covered. So the philosophy of Ajnana Veda, Tattva.
Matter is also energy. It is also energy. That energy is their own. But they have differentiated. Is it clear?
Yes.
The except spirit, other things are superficial. But they are there. Pakisto. So his fault is to come in touch with this matter. Just like we are cleansing. The stool is also part of the body. But he is cleaning. Is it clear?
Yes.
Stool is not required.
Yeah, the example of the flower bud is nice. You can understand it better now.
By association of papunna, suffers or enjoys. When the enjoyment is finished, he again falls down with vishti and jalayana or kari. Then from water again grows. Very troublesome is that. Here we go, Manda, Brahma se kono bhagyavadi. Guru Krishna kripaya paya, bhakti lata. এই রাম করেন ও উঠা নেওয়া হচ্ছে এর মধ্যে যে ভাগ্যবান সে কৃষ্ণকে পায় ভক্তি রাজ্য প্রবেশ
Kapoor's argument was is like this, that he thinks that both are the same.
he thinks what he is. He's not a fact.
It's one is covered consciousness. Metta. So it is inferior.
The covering metta is inferior.
How the Maya body thinks that he can, that the material energy is false, when at every step he's baffled by the material energy.
That is foolishness. Therefore, the star in his trap, but he does not take. He wants to remain in Maya. And at the same time claim that he is your.
Also, modern science tries to compromise. Mayavadis try to compromise with modern science.
There is no other way. We cannot make a solution. So we must try to make a compromise.
Yes. That's why when we say that spiritual atom or atma is innumerable in numbers, they immediately come up.
So ananta kalpata. As there are many molecules in the sansai, similarly, desa prava by in the presence of God, there are so many molecules of spiritual power.
Also, even it makes stronger now that within the atom, if there is a jiva or life which is not developed, so it will be many more, innumerable.
Yes. Nāntarasam paramāntaya. That is difficulty. They do not want to take Shastra as it is.
They want to interpret according to their whims.
And they want to adjust it according to the time.
Superficially, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's very marvelous.
Yeah, that was confirmed when he was talking like that. Just like Carl Jung is a psychologist, he says that matter is a concept, some sort of imagination that one has in his mind. There's something like that idea that these Mayavadis. They think that it's not real.
And not real in this, because the spirit is there. Therefore it is there. Because there is consciousness, there is ignorance. Combining. And if you stop this ignorance, then consciousness is the appeal.
When the consciousness is undeveloped, it looks like a dead body. In your living body, in your living cell, actually this made up of innumerable lives. But among these innumerable lives, the jiva, who is...
He's a particular. Individual. The body, just like you are in this room. When you leave this room, the room becomes vacant. But there are innumerable other people.
But different consciousness. So among these innumerable lives, making this whole living body, there is one who is highly
particular.
Yes, conscious.
Who permeates that body.
And we can experience there are so many jhans within the body.
So when that most conscious jiva leaves the body, then still the body is made up of those innumerable lives, but whose consciousness developed, then we call a dead matter.
Yeah, they are not dead matter. They come out. as soon as the body becomes body, they come out. You cannot say that the life-giving substance is gone. It is there.
I had a talk with him. He's not really depending on him. I asked him. He said that it's always better to train up, have someone around who's seeing how he is treating.
Why? If he's around, then why is it better to have someone
he
else?
He says that he'll come and explain it to you.
Well, I know what he's going to explain. He can't explain anything except that. He wants to leave this boy in his place. That's the real point.
Huh?
I'm saying that the real point is that we don't want this boy to take the place of this Kaviraj, which is what the Kaviraj is planning.
You're right, but the thing is the Kaviraj can't stay for more than 5 days.
That's all right, but this is the point, that this boy is not a replacement for this Kaviraj. The fact is that Prabhupada's condition being the way it is, we can't depend on the fact that Prabhupada will continue to get exactly better as the Kaviraj plans.
Then what do you think the alternative should be?
The alternative is that either the Kaviraj should stay here, or if we feel this Kaviraj is actually giving beneficial help, then we should go with him. But I don't think that we should put ourselves in the hands of this junior man.
Mm-hmm. That is right, Karmi.
None of us...
Yes,
as soon as we saw him, we didn't even like his
But the Kaviraj didn't want that Prabhupada should move.
Should stay here if he doesn't want it. What will you do if, supposing, after 3 days after the Kaviraj leaves, suddenly Prabhupada's condition changes in such a way that it wasn't counted on? Then what will be done at that time? Then it means that this junior man suddenly becomes the diagnosis. He has to give diagnosis and treatment.
That's the best. I mean, if he stays here, then there's nothing like that.
No, if he can't stay here, then he should help to take Prabhupada to Mayapur. And actually, that will make him very responsible.
Yeah, true.
Because then he'll see that Prabhupada is taking risk simply to be under his care. So that'll make him feel even more obligated to take proper care of Srila Prabhupada even after going
this
to
life. This is the right karma.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada.
Shri Prabhupada, the Komala Roshni Ashiya.
That's what they agreed then.
Agreed to remain?
No, he'll either agree to remain, or else we'll make him agree to take you to Mayapur. Probably by our refusing to accept this assistant, it'll induce him to stay here a little bit longer to prepare you for the journey. And then he'll take you to Mayapur.
Journey? What is the difficulty?
I don't find any difficulty. I didn't find any difficulty 1 week ago. I'm prepared to take you anywhere in the world in any condition. I don't think that there's so much difficulty. I see how we're putting you on the palanquin.
I also agree with Tamal's feedback.
There's 10 of us, Bhavananda Maharaj, Shatadanya Maharaj, Upendra, myself, Srup Damodar, Jayadvaita, Yadubar, Adridharana, Bhakti Charu, and one Kaviraj. It is a proper entourage for a king.
I'm prepared. How many hours it will take? Altogether?
By plane?
Yeah.
It'll take 3 hours to the Delhi airport. Then it will take three hours. Then 1 hour before takeoff is 4 hours. 2 hours on the flight is 6 hours, and 3 hours to Mayapur.
Total 4 hours to Mayapur. As we go slow.
Anyway, within 10 hours from this bed to your bed in Mayapur.
10 hours.
Maximum.
How 10 hours?
3 hours from here to the Delhi airport. 1 hour at the Delhi airport makes 4 hours.
Dada, you are going to Delhi airport?
Yes.
In 3 hours?
Yes.
Then?
Then 1 hour waiting for the plane to take off.
Oh.
That's 4 hours. Hmm. 2 hours for the plane. That's 6 hours. And 3 to 4 hours to go to Mayapur. 3 hours to go to Mayapur. But that's 4 hours from the Calcutta temple, not from Dum Dum. No, I'm telling you, you don't have to go through Calcutta at all. Then 4 hours from the Calcutta airport to Mayapur. Total of 10 hours.
4 hours?
Well, I'm arguing this point with Bhavananda Maharaj, but he insists that he knows, so I'm accepting his statement. 3 to 4 hours.
Because the road is...
Yes, not so good.
So if you go too fast, then it's too bumpy. Too bumpy. If you go slow, then it's reasonable.
Let us go. And keep me in the open air.
The main thing is that we must present it to the Kaviraj that we are depending upon his care. If you actually feel this Kaviraj to be good and helpful, then we must present it in such a way that we fully depend upon your treatment. Therefore, as you, we cannot depend on any other junior man because there may be complications at any time. Therefore, when you feel Prabhupada is ready, you take us to Mayapur. And if your other business in Calcutta is so pressing, then take us now. And in that way, he'll be forced to feel responsible. Because he'll see that we're going on his account.
Talk like that.
Yes. I won't be able to. I'll talk, but they'll have to translate. Otherwise, Bhakti Chiru has to translate. Or Adri Dharana.
So he's now made it his personal problem.
He's
the personal interest.
Adri Dharana is here. He says that Kaviraj is taking it as his personal problem, your health, as his personal interest.
Today he's going to go 6 hours himself and wait for the medicine to be prepared.
He's going to prepare it, I think.
He's going to go and sit and watch it be prepared for 6 hours. So no mistake is made.
Adri Dharana Prabhu says that today the Kaviraj is going to Mathura and he will sit 6 hours watching the medicine being distilled. He's personally going to watch to see so that there's absolutely no mistake made. This is required.
This is competent.
Yeah, I've never... I mean, I may not be an expert judge, but I have never seen, in my opinion, anyone who seemed to be this good.
If you have pulled out and to go to Mayapur, he has God. That distilled medicine in his dispensary.
Yes, but one thing is this, the more time we can gain in waiting here, the better. In other words, he's not going to stay here indefinitely, that's a fact. He's going to have to go within the next few days.
He's planning to leave tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And we can hold him up for 2 more days.
We can hold him. And because no doubt about it, the few extra days we gain will give you a little added strength. The main thing is that you should be feeling some positive effect from his treatment. Because ultimately that is the real deciding factor. Our opinion of him, he may be very nice looking, but if the medicine works, that is what counts.
Of course, we don't know, but we're all feeling that. You're feeling some effect, you told me the other night.
Yeah.
It should be tangibly felt. It should be some actual tangible result. You should have more strength sitting up on your own or something of this kind. Then I'll believe that you're actually feeling better, Srila Prabhupada. Because otherwise, psychologically, one may feel himself better. But then that should manifest in being able to sit up or something of that kind. Turn around in bed on one's own.
Do you think I'm able to do that?
Well, I'm encouraging you. I don't know if you can do it.
Srila Prabhupada to follow Rosh Kavan news. Ute boshe khabe.
Kichu suvidha.
Ute boshe khele apni beshi khete paren.
Ute boshe.
Achha Shri.
Now, I cannot sit up in the bunya.
No. Of course, that's a big step to take, but there's things like turning over in bed on one's own. I mean, the point is one should not have to force oneself to do this, but those will be the signs of actual improvement.
But that will only come from renewal of strength.
Yeah, I mean, it's
and
not artificial.
Renewal of strength will only come from appetite. When you start eating.
Yeah, it's not artificial.
Yeah.
Eating only. Do.
Milk, probably.
Yeah, juice is for maintaining, it's not for improving the condition. Juice, you can maintain one's life, but to actually get strength, you have to take with something more substantial than juice. Milk is one thing, of course.
Kaviraj is stressing on milk and barley.
So milk and barley dana.
I mean, did she have a cough? What's it to show people that she's shocking in the day?
The Kaviraj said he had some cough medicine to put in the milk.
I just said, he gave it to me yesterday, but last night I didn't want to give him milk.
So what about now?
The milk hasn't come. Next time I'll give it, after about an hour. Now let him drink the orange juice. And
maybe after Purukha.
That's how I'm basically like it.
Alpo-alpo kari devu shuru kari.
Two flights. One is in the morning and the other one is in the evening. Morning flight is at about 6:30 in the morning, 6:40 in the morning, and the evening flight is quite late, about 8 o'clock at night. We would want to take the morning flight.